Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad you could join me today. I've been spending time before the Lord reading His Word, and I trust as we open our hearts to receive from the Lord today and the remainder of this week, that our hearts will be filled with His blessing, with His peace, with His power, with His revelation. Amen. Would you like to join me in prayer? Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank You for the privilege that You've allowed this ministry to be able to minister to God's people and to those who are hungering and searching for truth and answers, to be able to minister words of life, the word of Your Word, Lord. And Father, right now, we just thank You for the privilege of coming together in the Spirit. We pray, Lord, that You will help me, enable me to be able to speak clearly and simply in a way that every single listener will be able to receive. And Holy Spirit, by Your wonderful working, that You would make what is shared, the Word of God, applicable and pertinent to our individual lives and to where we are today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give You praise and glory. And also, Lord, I ask for those who have needs right now, needs in their body, needs in their emotions, their minds. Lord, many have been troubled. Lord, You told us our condition here on this earth would be one of warfare, of tribulation. Nonetheless, You said, Lord, be of good cheer because You have overcome the world. And Lord, that's our desire. More and more, Father, we want to lean on You and to look to You to be our problem solver. Lord, that we don't have to handle things on our own as we did without You in our lives. But now, Lord, You can provide wonderful solutions. You will make a way. Lord, You truly, Lord, I've seen it so much even recently, how You smooth the rough path ahead of my feet. And so, Lord, we're so grateful for who You are in our lives. Bless us now as we draw nigh to You, because as we do that, Lord, we know that You will draw nigh to us. Thank You, Lord, for Your ministering to every single heart and moving and meeting their needs. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'd like to begin a message entitled Overcoming Self and Circumstances. And we're going to just concentrate and be looking at a beautiful book found in the book of Romans. The actual chapter we'll be looking at is the 8th chapter. And if you haven't had a chance to read it recently, I recommend you just grab a few minutes and just read that entire chapter in its entirety. It is so beautiful. It's so magnificent, filled with such familiar verses that we quote, that we understand, and such beautiful promises that it contains for our lives. And truly, the more we understand the things Paul was explaining about Christ in us, the hope of glory, explaining about what this new life in Christ is, beloved, our lives will be transformed. I'm experiencing, and I believe you will too, as we eventually finally begin to do what the Word tells us to do. You know, we're very good at kind of deceiving ourselves, thinking we're further along than we actually are. And the Lord has ways of drawing us up and making us take a look at ourselves. And right now I'm thinking of what the risen Lord, who stood in the midst of the 7 golden lampstands, He was speaking to the churches. He spoke of all the wonderful things, the good things they were doing. Hold fast till I come. He spoke commendations, but then He also pointed out areas that they were weak, areas that they really, that displeased Him, and that in some cases, he said, you deal with this or I will remove your candlestick. And so the Holy Spirit is that way with us. He's very gentle and loving, but he does not overlook our sins, our iniquities, and he has a task before him, and that is to prepare a bride for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so the more we learn to cooperate with him, the happier our Christian life is going to be, okay? All right, just looking in an overview, if you will, of the book of Romans chapter 8, the first four verses talk about our life in Christ. I'd like to be able to read the whole chapter, but I won't take the time to do it. And then verses 8 through 25 show us our victory that we have through the power of the indwelling Holy Spirit. And then verses 26 through 34 shows us how the Holy Spirit prays for us when we are at our limit, when we don't have the words to pray. He prays with groanings that cannot be uttered, and he allows those prayers to ascend to the very throne of God. And then Jesus also, who is seated at the right hand of the Father, lives to make intercession for us. So we've got a powerful team working and praying for us, beloved. And so what I would encourage you to do, and what we certainly need to do from time to time, is take inventory of our lives. We need to recognize that God has brought us a mighty long way. From the day you were first saved, my goodness, hasn't there been a change? Hasn't been there been transformation? But we need to recognize that no matter how long we've served the Lord, how mature in years we may be, either naturally or in serving the Lord, every one of us still have faults. Beloved, I hate to tell you, you're not perfect yet. Neither am I. We all fall short of God's standards. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Oh, beloved, a day is coming in which this mortality shall put on immortality, and we will be like him, and sin will no longer be a part of our nature as it is the carnal nature now. We have the new man has been born again, and we are free from the bondage of sin. But beloved, we are still in this dispensation of time, but a glorious time is coming, beloved. Well, there'll be no more tears, no more sorrow. We will be forever with the Lord, ever to be with our loved ones again. Is that not glorious? Oh, it does our hearts good just to think of what the Lord has in store for us. But, beloved, we have to recognize that we do fall short of God's standards. And this is it's not unique to us as an individual. All of us first have to see the need that we have in our lives before we're able to ask for help, for the Lord's healing, or the Lord's deliverance. So many of you may have walked with the Lord a long time, and you still have habits, or you still have things you do that really they disappoint you every time you do it. And you're asking God, please give me the strength to overcome. I don't like this in my life. Perhaps it's a tongue that's not governed. Oh, maybe, you don't take the Lord's name in vain or use bad words, but what's going on inside of you? What do you say when you're by yourself? Okay, so we're all in the same boat, beloved, moving on toward perfection. Wasn't there a little sign that there's this popular, be patient with me, God is not finished with me yet. Amen? Amen. But many Christians serve the Lord as long as things are going well. Have you noticed that, or have you found that true in your own life, perhaps? We all like that, don't we? Things are going well. Praise God, we're on top of the mountain. However, our most conspicuous failures come when we are faced with disappointing circumstances. And how we react is as important as how we act. When I married my husband in 1980, I had no, God was basically took me out of the world and put me in ministry. Only the fact is I didn't realize it at the time, but I was being groomed. I was being trained, and Brother Glass would get on my case. I'm thinking now of, we were married at that More Faith Drive Church in Hayward where we were renting, and he would get on my case more than once. And I said, I didn't say anything. And he said, you don't have to. Okay, enough said there, because we can still convey a lot by our body language, by our facial expressions, you know. And so he was teaching me, it's not just what we say or how we act, but it's how we react. And we need to react as Jesus would. Many times the attacks come when everything is going just fine, and then we're devastated instead of realizing, beloved, hey, what's your day been like? That's all a part of growing up as a soldier of the cross. It's part and parcel of the Christian life. And one of the great needs of many Christians is the need to submit self to the Lord, as well as our heart. We do that when we come to Him for salvation. Life for us is centered in self. And when self's interests are threatened or jeopardized, many just collapse, or they fight, or they do all sorts of things that Christians shouldn't do. Self makes us very sensitive to our circumstances. When things don't go our way, we worry, we fret, we fume, we get angry, and we allow the enemy to bring us low. Self will, beloved, resist God's will. We pray the Lord's Prayer, what we could say, Lord, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And beloved, in heaven, we'll be able to say as the psalmist, I delight to do thy will, yea, thy law is within my heart. Well, my time has flown by and I must bring this broadcast to a close. Just getting started, so I invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time, or you can always go, if you have the internet, to our website, unveilchrist.org, and they are archived. The broadcasts are there for several years. You can listen at your convenience anytime. Does it get better than that? No. Now, some of you are struggling. I know what it's like to struggle, but I tell you, beloved, there's a principle, there's a dynamic when we agree in prayer. So I invite you to write. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. You don't have to write a lot. I've learned after, these many long decades, to read between the lines. And God gives me Holy Ghost discernment. So won't you write? Thank you for joining me. Thank you for your prayers. I love you. I pray for you every day. You see, I'm partners, my radio family, whether you've written or not, whether I know you're not, I still pray for you. And so I invite you to join me tomorrow at this same time. Until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.